What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Felice, and welcome to the Secrets of the Real Man Transformation. What's up, what's up? Hope you're all doing well. What I do on this podcast is I share with you the secrets to the mindset, the secrets to my transformation that's enabled me to be able to lose the weight naturally, 70 kilos naturally, but more importantly, take control of my mind so you can take control of your body. So listen up, if this is your first time watching the podcast, welcome, welcome to this the one and only. And if it's your first time, all I do ask, if you do gain value from this podcast, if you do gain value from what I'm going to share with you, please, please do me a favor. Take a snapshot of this, of the podcast, the screen, either on Spotify or whatever you're hearing this from, and tag me in your Instagram story, tag me on your Facebook post, Instagram post, and more importantly, share with everyone what you've been able to learn. You know, I want to be able to share what I've learned and share with everyone as much as I can to be able to give you a kickstart. You know, I know this is for free. And what I'm sharing with you is, like, the guys in my program, they're paying up me up to $3,000 to $5,000 a year to coach them. So, you know, this is, you guys got to take advantage of this, right? But look, what I want to share with you today is, I'm going to first of all share with you the truth, and then I'm going to share with you a story, a couple stories, but then I'm going to share with you the principle behind why I'm sharing with you this story. Now, this is the facts, guys, and you hear me talking about it all the time, the importance of facing the facts and stop lying to yourself, right? Or maybe I haven't talked to you, but that is one key thing that is extremely important, especially for us men. We don't like to talk about the truth. We don't like to talk about the facts, but this is the facts in my life right now. I'm lazy. I'm literally a lazy type of guy. I'm not kind of lazy, but I was worse off before, but I'm a lazy guy, man. Like, you hear people say all the time, oh, you got to work hard, you got to be hardworking. Nah, not me. Like, my mom, she's a hard worker. Till now, she can work two jobs. She'll work like 6, 7, 8 shifts back to back. Like, she's incredible. Compared to my dad, he was hardworking, but he's kind of an on and off guy, but I still love him. But what I'm going to share with you is the truth is I'm just a lazy guy. Like, I'm only a hard worker in things that I really, really love to do. Right? So then it comes down to priority. But if you want me to be real with you, like, I would rather stuff my face with all you can eat. I'd rather eat KFC. I'd rather eat Macca's. I would rather eat family meal. I'd rather eat rice, like, more than salads. Like, that's just who I am. And maybe it's because I grew up this way, maybe because I was, you know, I grew up with, 6 siblings, 7 siblings, and, you know, the best way to feed us was just get pies. Well, my mum used to drive to this place in Sydney, in Mount Druitt. They used to sell these pies, and she'd just get boxes of pies. She'd probably get, like, 6 boxes, big boxes of pies, and she'd get these big breads, like, these big, like, they're not really called Lebanese breads, but they're, like, these long, narrow breads, and we would basically eat and survive off that. And I think it was because, you know, we didn't have as much money. My mom and dad both worked 6 days a week growing up. So my grandma looked after us. So the easy way to feed us was just eating meat pies, just buying those boxes and just giving and leaving like bread. We'll eat it with bread, tomato sauce. And that was my way of eating. That was my relationship with food. So that is my comfort. So for me, I would rather just eat till my stomach hurts, and then I'll feel good, and I'll sit in front of a TV and watch a movie or just go to sleep. Like, that's what I mean when I say lazy. That's who I am. And so that was the reason why I kept putting on more and more weight. That was my identity. And the reason why I couldn't lose the weight, because it didn't matter what strategy you give to me. Like, this is the best strategy. Do this strategy. I couldn't stick to the strategy because ever since I was young, we would just eat pies, meat pies, sausage rolls, chuck them in the microwave and eat like that, just warm them up. Literally, like, remember, like, me and my brothers, man, we'd get, like, oh, Migarines. You know the Migarine packets? I'm sure, you know, if you're a poly, you probably kind of get what I'm trying to talk about. Like, my mom, they would go to the Chinese shop. I'm freshening out. And literally just buy boxes of Migarines. And we'll get, you know, for us, we'll come back from school, we'll make like 5, 6 Migarines, put it in there, get like 6-7 loaves of bread, wipe it with butter, carb. Like at that time, we didn't know, but we were just eating carbs on carbs. No salad, no protein. Maybe we'll have make some eggs and put it in there. And then on top, put sauce in it. Sweet sour sauce, barbecue sauce, tomato sauce. That was my way of eating. That was my comfort. That is who I am. Like, that's normal to me. To other people, that's not normal. And so that was a part of who I am. And the reason why I get so intense when I talk like this, because it's so true. Like, that was... And so, because that was the norms in my life, it didn't matter what strategy you give to me, it won't click. I couldn't stay consistent to it. When you're telling me to don't eat much carbs, when you're telling me to eat protein only, when you're telling me to only eat one pie, like, it just didn't work out. It did not work out, guys. And so what I came to realize is the only way that I was going to truly transform my life, the only way that I've been able to transform my life within the last 2 to 3 years, to lose 70 kilos naturally, is by this. Changing my mindset, changing my relationship with food, changing my habits, changing my routines. Now, don't get me wrong. I still have that routine in me. I still tend to do that sometimes. But I don't do it as much as I used to do it before. So, for example, I did it 7 days a week last time. I'll probably only do it like 1 or 2 times a week now, or maybe even once. I mean, sometimes even 3 times, on and off. But it's not as bad as it was before. And so what am I trying to get at? What I'm going to share with you right now is that even though I'm lazy and even though I eat like this, I had to change. I had to sacrifice that comfort side of me. I had to change my relationship with food. I had to change my eating routine. I had to change my portion in order for me to be where I am right now. If you are not willing to change who you are, if you are not, let me rephrase that. If you are not willing to change who you are, that is holding you back from losing the weight, from transforming your life, it doesn't matter what strategy I give to you, you still not lose the weight. It doesn't matter if you train with me 24/7. It doesn't matter if you train with me every single day for the next 30 days. If you do not change that one part, that habit, it might be like me in regards to food. It might be your relationship with food, binge eating, emotional eating. Maybe you're just the type of person that you just always come up with excuses. Maybe you're just in denial. Maybe you just blame it on your mom and dad. Maybe you just come up with so many excuses that you're in denial. Like, I'm saying it again. But it's so true. Unless you are willing to sacrifice the person that's holding you back from getting that result that you want, you will never succeed, guys. I guarantee you that. Let me be real with you right now about me. What got me to this point right now is not going to get me to the next level. What's gotten me to this point right now is not going to get me to the next level. What do I mean by that? The time and the energy and the determination that got me to be where I am right now is not enough for me to get to the next level. Why? My body's different now. I've lost 70 kilos. If I did like a 30-minute workout when I was over 200 kilos, I'll burn a lot more calories than what I'm burning right now because I was just a lot more bigger and I was carrying more weight. Where compared to now, it's different because I'm not as heavy. And so what I'm coming towards and what I want to share with you guys right now is, what are you willing to sacrifice in your life? Or let me rephrase it. Are you willing to sacrifice the person you are to get the result that you want? Are you? And if you are, the question is, what do you need to sacrifice to become the man that you want to become, to get the result that you want? What is it specifically? Is it, instead of eating 6 pies for least, are you willing to just eat 2 pies? Are you willing to not drink soft drinks? Oh, soft drinks. Oh, that's a big one. I wasn't really addictive to soft drinks, but I think that's a great example. A lot of people are. So are you willing to sacrifice drinking soft drinks so that you can get the result that you want? Yes or no? And let me say this to you. You can work out as many times as you want. You can get the best strategy. You can eat light and easy. You can eat under your calorie intake. But if you don't change, stop drinking soft drinks. Or let's just say you're drinking 2 liters right now. You if you're not willing to change, to just not stop drinking 2 liters at all, then you're not going to get the result that you want. And that's why you're going in circles right now. That's why you've been probably going in circles for the last 1, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Okay? Unless you're willing to sacrifice that person, unless you're willing to kill that person, unless you're willing to change, then you would. There is a great quote: "There is no comfort in growth. There is no growth in comfort. There is no growth in comfort zone. There is no comfort in growth zone." So ultimately, what I want to share with you right now is that if you want to change, if you want to get the result, you must be willing to grow and become uncomfortable, so that you can get the result that you want. And when I say uncomfortable, uncomfortable can mean going without eating, drinking a soft drink, going without eating 6 meat pies. Instead of eating 6 meat pies, eat 2 meat pies. There you go, guys. There is my episode for this podcast. Please, if it's been valuable to you, please take a snapshot. I'm freshening out. I'll be freshening out, man. I think because I just finished the gym and I'm kind of out of breath. But please take a snapshot, post it up, and tag me in it, and speak to you soon.